Robert Altman.
Kansas City. Everything's up to date in Kansas City. They've gone about as far as they could go. They went and built a skyscraper 7 stories high, about as high as a building ought to grow. They got a big theater that they call a burlesque. For 50 cents, you can see a dandy show. Yep, Kansas City. I think it was a rather uneventful American middle-class community I grew up in. I don't think it makes a hell of a lot of difference where you grow up, except if you can't shake the prejudicial influences. Whether it was Kansas City or Bangladesh, if you grew up in an Amish family in Pennsylvania and you're 50 years old today, even if you shed all the main tenets of what you learned, you still retain something of that. A lot has to do with how strong the influences are, where you were placed in the world, and whether you're inhibited by that perspective. Have I shaken these influences? I don't know that I have, really.
Catherine Reed Altman, wife.
Kansas City, born and bred. He's a boy next door. He was very influenced by that whole environment. It's always been a big part of him.
John Altman, cousin. Our great-grandfather, Bob's and mine, was Clement. He came here from Germany. They're the 48ers, the failed revolutionaries of 1848. They're from Schleswig-Holstein, and they're Catholic. And like a lot of those Germanic principalities and duchies, they pretty much took sides at the end of the revolution of 1848. A lot of the minor nobility and the smaller principalities and rulers were really freaked out by 1848, so they tended to wrap themselves in the flag of either the Lutheran or the Catholic, depending on where they were. If you were in Schleswig-Holstein, it was mostly Protestant, so a lot of the Catholics took off. Clement probably was born around 1835. He died about 1888. So he probably came here, to America, as a boy. They settled in Quincy, Illinois. From the way they're dressed in photographs, they're probably petit bourgeois. They're probably shopkeepers. Clement is the father of F.G., or Frank, our grandfather, who's born in approximately 1860. F.G. comes to Missouri in 1878, so he's 18 or so. He may have come first to Edina, Missouri, which is in northeastern Missouri, a tiny little town. He was here in Kansas City by 1880. He apparently had some money because he opened a jewelry store on Main Street in the 700 block, which was pretty much right in the center of downtown. And then he moved progressively south over the next few years. In 1888, he began building what became the Altman Building. He also took on the two buildings immediately next to that, which are very similar, but a little bit different. Both had bellied up, and he bought them, and then he kind of clapped an iron front on all three of them, so it looked like it was one building. But as you were walking through the building, you would know that it was a facade. You would go up sometimes and then go down on what was supposed to be the same floor. That was at the center of what was known as Petticoat Lane, 11th and Walnut, which, as a result, made it just a dynamite location to build the family fortune. But he didn't own the land, and there were three different owners of the land underneath these three separate parts of the building. I have had friends of mine from law school call me and say, "Hey, I'm reading about your family's ongoing lawsuits over this land and how it's an example of how never to build." The lawsuit continued for generations and ate up a lot of money. F.G. marries Nettie, and they're Bob and my grandparents. They had 6 children, 2 of them boys. One was my father, Frank Jr., and the other was Bob's father, B.C., for Bernard Clement. The children viewed F.G. like life with father, as standing at the head of the table. F.G. was always spoken of in somewhat forbidding terms, whereas Nettie, God, she was great. She was lovely. She was wonderful. You know, in a wedding, Bob named the matriarch, the Lillian Gish character, Nettie, right?
Joan Altman Serafian, sister. Our father, B.C., had one brother, 4 sisters. Frank's the oldest, then comes Annette, then comes Marie, then comes Dad, then comes Pauline, and then comes Ginny. Annette, Marie, and Pauline were put in Europe in France, for their education. That's what they did in those days. Grandmother Altman, Nettie, and Ginny stayed in England. They studied art, music. Annette played the harp beautifully. Pauline played a little bit. Marie was a wonderful pianist. Grandmother Altman was a wonderful pianist, too. But she wasn't a concert pianist, like everyone keeps saying. She wasn't. She played in movie houses. And she was a wonderful woman. I mean, really great. Just alive and happy and fun to be around.